I'm Lula.
And I'm Jude.
And welcome to the season one finale of Just Friends.
That is in fucking insane.
I'm so scared. I literally have like goosebumps saying that.
I remember when like you prompted this idea of having seasons, and I was like, no, like that's stressful. That means that we're just like too far. But then it just makes so much sense. But it's also like we're like a podcast now,
No,
you
I
know?
know. That's we're really committed to the bit.
Yeah, like the
It's solidified. It's so funny because sometimes people will be like, "Yeah, obviously you're committed to the bit. You guys have like 40 episodes." And I'm like, "What do you mean though? It's just casual."
Yeah.
But now I'm like, "Oh, okay."
Oh my God. Like the season two. Like, oh, what episode are you on? Oh, we're on season two, episode three. Like, what?
Right. When did that happen? When did we even start this?
Yeah. But I'm really excited about season two.
I am too.
Okay.
Do
Should
you
we put a tiny bit of structure?
Yeah.
Lula and I have been experimenting with different ways of podcasting and like what we want season two to look like. And so this episode, we're like not raw dogging. We have a little bit more structure, but we are a little looser with our structure. And also, we just clicked record when we got on the meeting.
No,
So,
sorry, I
like.
joined 5 minutes late, classic, and Jude was already recording. Is actually my mic wasn't even on yet. And Jude's like, hey. Okay, but we did it. We're here.
But we
Okay.
did it.
What's our
So,
little bit of structure?
we are going to do High Low Buffalo. We're bringing it back, but we're going to do High Low Buffalo of the podcast season one.
Ooh. Dun dun dun. I don't even know how to do this. Like I do, but there are so many ways it can go. Do you want to start or do you want me to?
I'll start.
Okay.
It's hard. I had when I was considering what my high was, there were these two moments that were like very like, honestly, it wasn't like joy or fulfillment or excitement as much as like there were these two moments of like inspiration that like I just can't get out of my head.
If
And
we
the
say the
first,
same thing, I swear to God.
okay, I don't, we'll see. My first one was Lula and I had, it was a literally around a year ago. We had just gotten back to Yale from summer, and she and I were building my IKEA dressers. And I don't even know who prompted the idea of having a podcast. I think we'd already talked about it a little bit, but we started kind of just being like, what if? Like, what would it be called? And what would it be structured? And we just kept playing with it. And like, what was really strange was that it was so easy. Like we had moments where we like suggested titles that like didn't really feel right, and we were like, no, that's not good enough, and we would just keep pushing, and we would keep pushing, and
Yep.
we were like determined to make it. And then some point by the end of the evening, we had a full structure of a podcast, the title, the length of the episodes, what the vision of the podcast was going to be, and we were on the same page.
That's what I like. Yeah, we were just like, oh, it makes sense.
And that's what's crazy is that like it has been this whole journey with you. We've had moments where we like disagree with like what it should, but like not really. Like we really have a similar vision of what we want this podcast to be and what we want the podcast to grow into. And like that's pretty magical to find like a co-host that like and a co-producer and a co-everything that does that. Like that's
Yeah.
magical. So that's my
Aww.
high is my relationship with you and brainstorming the podcast at its very, very beginning.
I'm gonna cry. I actually have two highs because I think I'm basing it off of like feeling rather than like there's just no way for me to like think back to every moment of the pod, is basically I think what I'm trying to get at. Like there's been so much not only like time spent on it, but just like energy put into it. And I mean like obviously during the school year, so many of my buffaloes even were just like readings from class. Like I was just thinking about the pod all the time. And so there's no way to be like this is high. But I think the two like moments where I'm like this is where I felt the craziest, like both like euphoria, sort of, oh my God, this is so joyful, and also like affirmation from like you and just from like the world that like this is what I should be doing right now and what we should be doing. One, I was literally going to say, I was coming up with the Just Friends title because it made so much sense. And because it was like the first time, I mean, this is going to go into my Buffalo a little. I'll go back to this. The first time that you and I were like, not debating, but like working on something that was a project.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that there, bookmark to come back to my Buffalo. But echoing what you said, it was so like, we were just so on the same page of everything that didn't make sense. And then when we came up with Just Friends, it was like, oh, obviously. There
obviously.
We go. We were like, yeah, that makes sense. That one. So coming up with that, like finalizing the name was awesome. And I think the name genuinely like excites me all the time, which I think.
It's literally works on every single level.
Yes. Like, I don't know. Like, I guess, thank God. I was a little scared. I remember when we were like brainstorming that whatever name we came up with, like one of us or both of us would be like tired by at this point, or just like realize it didn't work, like what the pod had turned into. But I feel like every time we do an episode, like no matter who the guest is, or like every time a listener is like, I love this part, like it just genuinely is like so affirming that like you and I are such good friends. And like, I really feel like the whole community is building, like that feeling. And I think the Just Friends name like invites that. And I love that.
I agree.
Did you have a second high, or should I keep going?
I'll can I do my second high and then you
yes.
do your second
yeah.
high? Okay. It's funny, while you were talking, I had a third high, but I'm
Please.
Not gonna share the highs. This was also kind of at the inception of the podcast, but I was on my Eden retreat. And so I was in Vermont and like living with like 20 kids, and you were back home, and I get a text message, and it was two or three different like songs or jingles for like our intro.
Yeah.
And I remember like literally dropping everything and going outside so I could hear and playing all three. And it was, I truly had goosebumps. And Sarah Katz, shout out Sarah Katz, was standing right next to me. And we were listening, and we just were like, nope, that's the one. Like, it was so obvious. I don't even do music, and I knew the jingle fit us and fit that vision of the podcast. And this goes back to the idea of like just trusting you. Like, it's so nice to have someone like I just trust you. Like, I trust you implicitly in this process, because I know we have similar hopes and dreams for the pod, and that's awesome. Like, oh, so another just beautiful moment. And I was that was when I was like, oh wow, we're making a podcast. Like,
no, yeah. That was
crazy.
I remember that too, because I was sitting at my kitchen table, and I was like, I was playing it on the uke, but I like needed my dad's help because I couldn't figure out like the fingering on the frets, because there's the part that goes like do 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 that
fingering.
Thing.
Sorry, it's okay.
Yeah, okay. Are we gonna cut that?
Are we gonna cut that? What do you mean?
And,
we talked about sex in the last episode with Rufus. We can keep that in.
So anyway, shout out Rufus.
Shout out Rufus.
I like. You just threw me off so much. I was going to say, like, I couldn't, like, figure out what it should sound like. And my dad was like, oh, why don't you try, like, this note instead of that? And I was like, oh, perfect. And I remember sending it to you, and there were the three options. But the one we ended up choosing was the second one. Like, it was the middle of the three.
Yeah.
And I knew it needed to be that one. But I was like, I guess I'll send options to Jude, like, in case. And then you were like, yeah, Sarah and I agree, no question. And I was like, perfect. So, yes, shout out. I'll literally slice them in.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Just Friends. Okay, whatever.
Wouldn't the podcast have been so different if we use those?
That is crazy.
And yet it was so obvious that that was the answer.
OMG. Okay, that's insane.
Crazy.
Anyway.
Okay, that was my high. What was your other high?
My other high was, I was thinking back on guests and just kind of like realizing the power of guests, I guess. Yeah. And I feel like my second high was coming out of the Angela Bookdoll episode.
Oh my God.
Because I think you and I were both literally crying. Yeah. And it's so weird because I don't remember. Like, that's a blackout episode for me. Like, I don't even remember it. But I do remember, like, you and I being so moved by her and, like, actually the content, like, actually what she was saying. And I also remember us ending record, like, turning off your computer in your room and us like looking at each other and being like, oh my God, this is like correct. Like, this is what we're supposed to be doing. Just like there was something like so especially affirming about that conversation that like, I just feel like you and I came to our own like personal revelations. And I feel like we were also able to like pull something out of Angela that was like very unique as someone who like talks to huge amounts of people all the time and kind of like preaches in her own way. Like the fact that I felt like we had a unique conversation with her just felt so special to me. And I don't know. I was just like, I've loved, like, this is, seems even stupid to say, but I've literally loved every episode we've done. Like, even if I don't, I'm not like, this is the best content ever, I've never left an episode anything but like super, super overjoyed by it. And I think, I don't know, I think for some reason the Angela one like really solidified the guest experience for me. I said the whole I've loved every episode because I've genuinely loved every single guest. Like, I've gotten such different things out of them, and I've still been like, oh my God, thank God we had this person on. I also feel like maybe something special about her or why her thing felt so special is because, like, it's sort of, she's such, like, an intersection of, like, us and our, like, Yale aspect of the podcast and then her niche that we know nothing about. Like, I really felt like, obviously, she did not invent Judaism, but you know what I'm saying? That I feel like she was really like teaching us something, and then we were teaching her things or like sharing our perspectives, and it was just very special conversation. So I think that was my other high, because I was like, damn, we just like talked to someone over Zoom and our reaction was to cry of joy. Like, that's crazy.
I also just want to pinpoint this and we can come back to this, but I think Angela Bookdoll was a very good example of someone who came on the podcast to share her passion. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I think a lot, we've had guests who come in and just like tell their story, which I think is fascinating, but I think there's an emotional shift from the guest when they're talking about something that they're masters of and they really care about, and they're like, that's their life's work, right? Not like that part, I think, can be very inspiring to us.
Yeah. I think to second that, I also think it's because we are so obviously like overflowing with passion, just like as humans. Like everything we do is like, we do it very intensely, especially when it's like a creative endeavor. And I think that's always one of the weirdest, like, I don't know, maybe anxieties is the right word. Like before I get on a Zoom with a guest, I'm always like, what if just like our personalities literally don't match? But yeah, she was awesome.
But we've done a good job so far.
Yes, I agree.
Yay.
Shout out. Okay. You want to do your low?
Yeah. I was thinking about my low, and I've talked about social media too much. I'm not wasting our time and our platform to talk about that. But there was another low that I have. It's so in my head. There was like a week straight, maybe 2 weeks straight, where we had to record multiple episodes in the school year during finals when Lula's schedule was actually jam-packed. And so We were recording at like 1 a.m., which is way past my bedtime.
Yes.
And I was just, it was the only real moment of like recording podcast that it was just like, I just want to record the episode. Like, can we be done? You know, like I ended up really liking the episodes we recorded while like after in the like in retrospect. But in the moment, I was so just like wanting to go to bed. Like, do you remember we literally would stop recording and I'd be like, okay, bye, Lula. Good night. Love you.
Yeah, you'd be
I'm
like,
gonna kick
okay,
you out.
fuck out. Yes.
And so I think that was like a low because, like, as I've said, recording with you is the highlight of my week almost always. And like, that's pretty awesome. And so we're having like a few weeks where that wasn't the highlight was definitely a low.
Ditto. That was very annoying. I loved all those episodes too, but I
They were
definitely
good
remember,
episodes.
yeah, I definitely remember being like, oh my God, I just got done with like a final and 6 hours of tech, and now I have to go to Jude's. Like, I was like, now I have to speak eloquently into a microphone.
And then you have a paper to work on,
Right.
right? Like, you always had so much work to do after. You're crazy. You're insane.
But if anything, that emphasizes that, like, the podcast is so re-energizing for me,
Yeah.
like, regardless of the setting, which is so lovely. But
Unless
yeah.
you're sick.
Anyway, that was my fucking low, being sick for every other episode. No, my low was actually, this is kind of funny, but my low was when this was also in a stretch when we were recording like three episodes in a week. But it was when we lost the ice cream episode.
Oh my God, that was
And it
bad.
was also because I was trapped in a hotel room with my lovely sister with COVID. And I was like, no fucking way. Logic just broke. Like, I was literally like trying to edit it because I was like, well, I have nothing to do. I'm trapped in Florida with COVID, but at least I can edit the pod. And then it was gone. And now I say it's funny because, like, we re-recorded the ice cream episode, and my dad, it's like his favorite. Like, I still think it's so funny. Like, it came out really well. But that was really, what is a word? Really anger inducing. What is a word for that?
Frustrating,
No, like more intense.
aggravating.
There we go. We could do aggravating.
Would you irate
That
Lula?
wasn't the word I was thinking of. Whatever. Good try,
Okay,
Jude.
well,
All to say,
what's the word? I don't remember the word. What's the word?
you should be
Oh my God.
psychic at this point. I don't know. Logic sometimes pisses me off like no other. I think that might be like a real low of the pod. Just when it's like, it's the whole like, it's out of our control thing. Like when you and I have created something that I feel so strongly about, and it's like, oh, the fucking audio glitched, or like Wi-Fi and Zoom. Thus, from the production like standpoint, those are kind of consistently my low. Like, ugh, this is a triggering moment. Like, it just takes me out of the process of like we're creating amazing art, you know? But whatever, it happens with everything. That's my low. Okay, what's your buffalo?
Very valid low. My buffalo is small, but then it brings me, I want to like just make an overall point about this, which is, so my buffalo is when I found a helium balloon
Bro, what?
and we sucked helium
Oh, yeah.
before the episode and then like did the podcast in like really high voices, at least like the intro. And it's so, that was such a small moment. But I will say, I think what I loved about it is that we were very playful in that episode. And we were very, like, kind of just like adventure. Like, that was just like a random idea that I just like had a balloon. Like, I don't know. It was like the stupid, it was a buffalo. It was the stupidest
Yep,
thing.
yep.
Right. And like, I think part of me is like hoping that in season two, when we're both like in Copenhagen, Amsterdam, we're gonna have a little bit of that. Where like I know you and I've talked about like meeting up and doing like a tr but like doing a podcast in the public would be really interesting. Like there's just a lot of like playful ideas that we can like that I know you and I already have that like
Yeah.
I'm excited to like kind of explore and like kind of just like bring to life.
Totally.
Because like the helium balloon brought me so much play.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good buffalo. I second that. I hope the future is a lot more like, I don't want to just keep repeating the word play, but I think it's sort of like I mean, we were just talking about this with Rufus, but like the spontaneity. Like,
yes, spontaneity is a good word.
Yeah, incorporating more of that into the pod, I think, is fun. Like, even this, just like clicking record. So far, I'm having no problems.
No, this is lovely.
Okay, awesome. My buffalo is a little deeper, I guess. But it's what I was talking about in my high about just like our relationship kind of changing. Because it's not even something that I like think about really ever. And then like someone who I'm really close to who like really sees us do the pod, like Ella pointed it out when we were living together. And like Caroline has been like making
I want
any.
More.
Yeah, it's like no one's really making an observation because obviously they haven't seen us like at our closest before the pod and at our closest now during the pod, because I think that's when like it's just the two of us. But I think there's very like, it's more like observations that, oh, there must have been like a shift, right? Like that's usually the question I get, like, oh, like how is it different? And that's why I'm saying like I never think about it until someone like points it out that like it's just inevitable that there's a shift.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, and I think that's what I was trying to get at with the whole, like, coming up with the name. Like, you and I are in kind of very separate, like, tracks at Yale.
Yeah.
Right? Like, not socially at all, but especially, like, academically. Like, we would never be working on a project together.
Never.
At
like,
all.
Take a class. I don't think we'd ever take a class together.
Yeah, and probably like each other's learning and studying styles would piss each other off, if anything.
I literally can't study with Lula. Like, even we're not studying the same thing. Like, she needs me in a different room.
This is a big fight freshman year. I used to be like, Judy, come to the library. And you'd be like, fuck no. I actually have work to do. And I'd be like, please. And then people, I would like talk too much in the library and people started hanging up these signs being like, Taft is for quiet. Anyway, my
go back
ops,
to Taft.
My ops in JE. But anyway, I don't know. I think, I guess I don't really have any conclusions on how our relationship has changed. Maybe that's why I'm like offering it as a buffalo. But I think it is something interesting to consider. Just that like there are more. Oh, Jude's raising his hand. Yeah, go.
Okay, I think that bear with me with this. But okay, last summer before we started the pod, you had this like obsession with these two. I think I forget what the book is called, Just Kids or something. It was about what's it called? Just Kids?
Yeah, Patti Smith and Robert Mapplethorpe.
And Robert Mapplethorpe.
Good memory.
I think that those two were creators, right? They worked together. And that was their relationship, right? There was no romantic relationship. It was just, was it romantic?
It was like romantic in the beginning. And then I think he was pretty much gay, but they were still like in love, but they were not romantic anymore. I would say it was overall, it was creative.
And what did they do?
I mean, he was known for his photography, super generally speaking. And Patti Smith is still alive, but hers, I think at the intersection with Robert was a lot of her writing and then kind of transitioned into music. But she was his like photography subject a lot.
Oh.
Or
but
sometimes.
Not, but not the muse.
It kind of seemed like she was. I don't know. They kind of like came up together into their creativeness.
Okay. Well, I think there was like, there's some tie to in between like your obsession with that storyline and you saying, I want a Robert Mapplethorpe, like someone who can like create with me.
Yes.
And I think that like what our relationship, I think the way it's changed, I think that we still like share, like we still have a very like friend relationship outside of the podcast. Like we'll call and like we'll talk for 2 hours just to catch each other up without recording our conversations.
Yes.
But I think that like it honestly is like kind of that of a parent. Like it kind of feels like this is our child and like we just like this is something we have to prioritize and like we get it done by the end of the day and like like it just is like it might have been like that like I would call you first because I had a question for you about like what you're doing Friday night, you know, and now it's like if the podcast or our child needs help, like I'm gonna call you to like ask about that and then I'll ask you about everything else,
right?
But it's just like
right.
We have a new priority that's like centers our relationship. And like, I think at times I think there have been moments in our last year of like being friends that I felt less connected with you as like Lula and Judah's just friends. But within a week or two, we just like get it back, if that makes sense. Like we put in the time and effort to like maintain our friendship separate from our work relationship. And I really appreciate that about us. And I think that like both of us have voiced their times where it's like, oh, I don't feel that connected. Like I remember like at spring break when you were at like it was like I just come back from spring break. I hadn't seen you for like 2 weeks plus. Like you were super stressed about your schedule. And then we spent like a whole day like getting brunch and walking around together. Right?
I was
Like
like,
and
I
that was
need
like
a Jude day.
and I needed a Lula day. So like I think that we've balanced it very well, but it's just like another thing that like we prioritize and like put above us because it's art. It's our child in some ways.
So true. Shout out us.
Shout out us.
Wait, I was gonna say something right before you said, what were you saying right before you talked about the Jude and Lula day? Oh, I remember. I think something that also came up for me while you were just talking, and that I've been thinking about this a lot, like in this context of going abroad too, is just that very, very generally, this is like way bigger than just the two of us and the pod and everything, but it's like the way I've been thinking about life right now, preparing to move to another country and know no one, is I've just been, I think, obviously reflecting on Yale a lot and like, what have I gotten out of it? Or like, what am I continuously getting out of it? And a lot of what I'm thinking of, I mean, we know that I think about whatever, the universe and like meant to be, et cetera, a lot. And I'm just like a very firm believer in the whole like, if I was meant to be doing something else, I would be doing it. Like, I think that, I don't know, that I just like am taking that with me. Okay, Jude's on the right track.
Okay, I want to respond to that, but I also had another idea. So I'm going to finish my other idea and then I want to respond to your like on the right track.
Okay, wait, can I keep
Okay.
going?
Oh, did I interrupt you?
No, but you in like
Keep going then. Go.
interjected.
Okay. Keep
Okay,
going. But bookmark.
bookmark two things. Okay, so the whatever, we're doing what we're meant to be doing. And I've been thinking about like us and the pod in that giant bucket and like what I'm not like what I'm taking away from Yale, like it's over, but like where I've come so far and like what has shifted and what has been like lost and gained, et cetera. And I feel like the podcast feels so correct. Like it feels like so the thing that I'm like supposed to be doing and we're supposed to be doing. And like only you and I could have created this. And it's so fucking random that you and I met. Like we are, like I've said, are not like otherwise in the same spaces at school. Like you just like decided we were gonna be besties, basically. Shout out Camp Yale first year of school, literally August. It was like 2 years
August.
ago almost at this point, which is crazy. But all to say, wrapping up this point, sometimes I'm like, sometimes there's a little, not like sadness, but just a little like I think it can be seen or interpreted negatively when a like friendly, a friendship or a relationship turns into something that becomes more businessy. But I'm also like, this is what we were meant to be doing as humans. Like, I feel like our relationship together was meant to create something like this. So I can't even think about it in terms of like a before and after, because I'm like, no, this is why we met.
I love it. I love you so much.
I love
Okay.
you too. Okay,
Oh
that's
my
my
God.
thought.
All right. I'm
Okay.
adding on to that.
Okay, go back to yours.
I visited my elementary school yesterday because I was performing magic there, which was fun. But, and I remembered, I want to take a different perspective on us working together because I think there's now a little bit more stigma about two friends coming together and creating something and like it being business vibes, which I get. But taking it in another way, when you're young, when you're a child, all you do is create with others. You create worlds with other people. You create art with other people. You're playing games with other people. Like there's so much collaboration and world building that's happening. And at some point you age up and like then friends just kind of become people that you like, I think stereotypically get dinner with and like talk about your life with and like but there's less like collaboration and play involved in those relationships when you're like in high school. I'm making generalizations, but that's how I felt. And so like yes, we are you could argue, making this more of a business, but we're collaborating, we're creating together. And like, in some way, that's the purest form of childhood play and friendship. And so like, that's kind of what this feels like for me, is like, it feels like we're in the sandbox getting our hands dirty and creating together. Like, that's so fun for me. So that's like one way that, like, just talking to you today, that's how I kind of want to shift my perspective.
I love that.
And on that vibe of being on the right track and just like trusting this, like, my takeaway from this whole conversation right now, and I was talking to Heather, shout out Heather, this as well. She was listening to an episode and was just like, you guys just have to trust you're doing the right thing. Because when it feels like you're doing the right thing, like, everything, like the success that you want or the people you want to talk to will come to you, right? And like, we know when we're doing the right episode. Like, Angela Buchdahl, we felt so good about that episode. Brainstorming the podcast, we felt so good. Like, trusting the parts that feel good and bring inspiration, is that's all we can ask for from this podcast.
Yeah.
And like, I'm glad I get to do that with you.
Oh, me too. Ditto. Aww. I think, okay, a final add-on to that, the trusting ourselves. Just when you said that, I was like reflecting. I'm like, oh, what episode would she have been listening to? And I'm just like thinking back to whatever, your like mental breakdown episode where you like really didn't like the format. And then like the other one, like weeks before, where we were like, are we quitting the pod? And like, whatever, the whole like, we literally are like so confused and frazzled by like what we should do with this giant thing, this huge creation. And I think like right now, I mean, obviously we're in the mood of like reflecting on it and it's all very, very positive. And that's like really how I feel about it. I also think part of the whole like trusting ourselves thing is that like we were recording those episodes being like, what the fuck are we doing and doing next? After like weeks long breaks, just recording wise. And now we're recording this one the day after recording with Rufus. Shout out our last episode. And he's a person who's has like, what, 200 podcast episodes and has all these kind of random entrepreneurial endeavors where he just like trusted himself and trusted his demographic, et cetera. And I think even coming out of that, I'm just so much more like, the only way to go is forward, you know? Like, obviously, like, I'm feeling like in such a good mood about the pod because like every time we record, I remember why we're doing it.
Yep.
You know?
Which means we're doing something right.
Yes,
that's all.
I agree. Okay.
And like, that's so cool. Okay.
Love. Yep.
Okay. Lit.
Okay. So, end of season one.
End of season one.
Best thing ever. I loved it. Hope you all did too, Mr. Bean.
It really was the thing that got me through the year. Like, that's what's...
I know.
Like, and I don't say that lightly. Like, it was the thing
that,
I
don't either.
Insane.
Like, shout out!
And...
shout out Sophomore Slum!
It's also going to be the thing that gets us through this time abroad, I think. Which is crazy.
Yeah. So season two is going to look different. You've heard us throw around some ideas about like new episode formats if you've listened to those episodes. But I think literally this past week, Jude and I came to a great kind of like, for this moment, a final decision on what season two is going to look like. And I don't even know if I want to like explain it in depth right now, but it's a combination of all the ideas we've talked about and keeping our favorite elements of season one in the episodes.
Yeah, I don't want to explain it, but can I give like some like teasers?
Yeah, whatever you want.
Shorter episodes, keep structure, more passion, and
more spontaneity.
And more spontaneity.
Yeah.
And more, and I think, and more learning, I'd say.
Yes.
Which I'm excited about, because I've been actually talking about how like I really don't like the structure of learning in college. Like, I don't like, and we've talked about that with William Drezowitz. We've talked about that for so long, but I still love learning. And so trying to find a balance of that will be kind of cool.
Yeah, I agree. Those are our teasers. I'm really excited.
I'm
still
really
having guests. Woo. And yeah, I don't know. I'm really like, I think you and I went through a few weeks in July where season two felt very, very stressful. Just like you and I were in changing and different time zones like every 3 days and like couldn't even find a time to talk, let alone like conceptualize a new version of this. And now I'm just feeling like much more like just 100% excited about it. Like I really like do not have worries at all about continuing this abroad. In fact, I think it's going to be like a grounding force. And I'm really excited.
I'm really excited too. So yeah, we are going to take a little break because we have been actually going nonstop. Like we haven't taken a break from the podcast since like, I don't even know. We took one break in December, but that was it.
And now it's August.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break as we get settled into Europe.
Yes.
For a very short amount of time, but we are going to take a small break. I don't want to explicitly say how long.
One day off. Just kidding.
But yeah, so we're going to take a small break. But if you want to follow our journeys and also when we are going to release season two, please follow us on Instagram at the Just Friends Pod. I'm going to shamelessly plug that.
Yes, let's go.
And TikTok, but I don't know what the TikTok handle is.
I think it's also the Just Friends Pod. Maybe it's Just Friends. I'm not really sure. But
look at the Instagram. Yeah, look at the bio.
If you want more like reels, like if you want to see us chit-chatting, like what it actually looks like, TikTok is the place to be. I also think, well, maybe I shouldn't say this right now, but I'll say very, very generally at some point when it is logistically possible, I'm very excited by the idea of a video podcast.
Oh yeah, me too. We've already talked about doing like a Pinterest board because like we know where we're doing it, we know when we're doing it. It's just a matter of like when we're back, pretty much, right?
Woo! Can't wait. Yeah.
So I'm very excited, but you can see our beautiful faces on TikTok and Instagram for very short snippets. And yeah, I can't wait for this journey. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for like following this journey of like us growing up. Like, it's crazy that you guys have listened to us.
No, like this is insane. Like, I want to apologize. My instinct is to be like, sorry. And also like, thank you, I guess. And I don't know. It really just feels like the whole, like, we're all friends. Like, whoever is listening, I'm speaking to you as if we've known each other for my whole 20 years. And that, I think, is awesome.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And most of them are strangers. LOL. Okay. LOL. Not thinking about being perceived. It's all fun and games.
All right. Thank you so much for listening, you all. We'll see you next season.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Lula, rap on season one. That's crazy.
Wait, that felt like such a fun recording.
Yeah, I adore you. This just feels so good. I love you so much. God damn.
Oh, I love you.